Mr. Petty's going to lead the prayer, and Boo's going to lead our pledge.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for the opportunity to be here tonight. Thank you, God, for Lord, our school system. We thank you for our parents, our community, our county, and we thank you, God, for the leadership that you have put in place, Father. We pray for your great wisdom and discernment, Father. We, Lord, need your guidance in every decision we make every day. Father, be with us in our thought life. May it be pure and holy in everything that we do. God, bless us tonight as we take care of school business. Pray, God, that we would have the decorum worthy of the office, Father, and that we would work in one accord. We love you, and we thank you for the unity here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, moving right along, recognition presentation. Don't think we had any. Moving right on to item number 3, public comment. We did not have any. Next, item number 4, superintendent's report. Mr. Petty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I feel real safe here tonight. Yeah, that side, y'all in good shape. Very quickly, I got a couple items there for you. One is the report, and I'll give it. The other one's the Culpepper thing, and I'll refer to that here in just a minute. Number one, we're anxiously awaiting two important reports, one from OPAGA, which is the Office of Program Policy and Governmental Accountability, and from the COGNE Accreditation. We anticipate great feedback from both. We both went through exit conferences with both of those groups, and we expect to hear some really good feedback. We got it at the exit conference. They will continue to write a report. Now, why this is important, the OPAGA audit that they did, that's the one who will write the report regarding the half-cent sales tax. It didn't take them long to quickly understand we need that half-cent sales tax back in place. I've already met with Grant Conyers. He got our resolution last August when the board passed that resolution. It is on the it will be on the ballot. We talked about that, so I spent some time with him last week doing that as well. New Market Tax Credit, talked with Eric. Eric is still shopping, traveling the country, going on to, where these things are shopped with these CDEs. He continues to be optimistic, very similar to what he was for the first deal. He said these will go towards the end of the year and might even stretch into 2023. So, he again, still optimistic, but, you know, again, I believe when I see it. But he did show up for us the first time, so that was $592,000 was a good little chunk of change, so we're grateful for him. But, obviously it's to his advantage to get us one because he makes money off of that. So the better he does, the better we do. Mickey Hudson with PAC, he's our insurance guy. All the paperwork we've submitted to PAC for reimbursement and for the insurance claim on the pre-K fire, everything's been preliminary approved. We should be receiving documents in the next few weeks, and we should have a check after that. But we had to do a I want to thank Chesney. She did an extensive list of all the contents that was in there. It was about $56,000 worth of contents. Of course, they go ahead and depreciate it to $28,000, and then they'll give you $14,000. So that's, that's one of those things that's kind of tough. But it is what it is. But the actual insurance claim would get us about $14,000 for the contents and about $100,000 for the building. Staffing is always a challenge. I want to thank our district staff, especially Mr. Jeff. He loves having everything right in place usually at the end of the year, and we almost got it done, but then also as you see today, start getting a few resignations. You don't know who's talking to who, and other people, and we have some people that don't live here and they live somewhere else and work here, and then they get jobs closer to home. That happens. So it caused one resignation can cause a ripple effect, and it just does that. So
kudos to the principals as well.
They've been very flexible.
They're very much advocates for their schools. They're all making calls, and
they are
like agents.
Yeah, they get after it. But we're very quick to advertise and address all our staff needs. So a lot of our human resource stuff, Jeff and Renee, they get that stuff out, and we've kind of distributed some duties up here as we've absorbed some positions. I want to thank our district staff for the flexibility. They have worked really hard, but I think hopefully by another 2 weeks we'll be fully staffed again for a while. So we just hope to get every position filled. That's really important. You go to Franklin County, Rob can tell you, I think it was one year there was 22 openings, and maybe last year 14, 15, 16, something like that. I mean, that's just a crazy number to start school with that many openings. Bay County struggles with that.
Their districts neighboring us that had long terms of all year long.
All year long, all year long. So we're very blessed to have that. And that's a real challenge for us, obviously. AC's been an issue at the district office. I know y'all on my district. When I send something to district office, y'all get those as well. Nobody's killed me yet, but I think they've wanted to a time or two. But it's just an old chiller system, and it's about $500,000 to replace it. It's about $100,000 to $200,000 to try to fix it, and it still may not work. It's just a lot of issues. I want to thank Kevin and his staff. They have actually invented some things out there that ought to be prototypes for future people. Try to keep it going, kind of limp us in. So far, it's been working for the last couple days. It seems a little warm in here now, but we're very blessed to have it. It was hot in here Monday morning. I mean, really, really warm. So long-term goal is to get individual units. Even with that chiller system, we had no heat up here. So we've got a plan in place, and of course it will be heavily, how you gonna pay for it. That's always the big issue. But I appreciate Kevin and his staff coming up with a plan for that, and we are moving forward with that, and hopefully this thing will limp to that point. STEM camps going on at the high school. A few days this week, students from surrounding counties have joined our students. I got to spend a little time with them this morning. There were about 50 students. PAC's putting it on, and that is sponsored by Embry-Riddle Aeronautical School College. I think that's the name for it, but they're there. They sponsored the event, so it was very good this morning at the high school, and they were joined up in the JROTC building. Number seven, very important one. I'm glad they're here tonight. I want to thank Sheriff Money for his assistance in securing some SROs for the summer. For all of our summer programs in the district, I sent out a parent square today informing parents of the added security in our schools for summer. We had two issues in our country. One of them was in Gadsden, Alabama last week, and then Dallas, Texas yesterday. You may have missed that one. I had actually missed it, and somebody shared it with me. Same kind of situation. Some bad guy trying to get in a summer school program. And both instances, they lost their life. Good for them. That's what you get. So we're just grateful for the sheriff and his staff. Got to meet with them, and they quickly put a plan in place. You know, our SROs work so many hours during the school year that summertime they kind of flex that time off, you know. So the plan is to use some off-duty deputies, and so some of them have been to SROs before, so they know what to do. So I've just, again, since he's here tonight, it's on my paper. I'm going to thank you, Sheriff, and thank you for your staff, Chad, Bobby, Dusty. Thank you all for all the help in doing that. I got some really good feedback from our parents for that happening, and that couldn't have happened without you. Brings me to number eight. I have talked with some of y'all about the Guardian program. Some of y'all have some really, y'all each have some good questions. You know, the sheriff is interested in us doing that and supporting us in that if we want to do that. So what I'd like to do is schedule a workshop and talk about that. And then I want to follow that with if we decide we kind of want to move forward, we start leaning that direction. I want to have an executive session with the sheriff and his staff. There's a few times that we can meet outside of the sunshine. One of them is if we're discussing legal strategy. The other time is if we're discussing legal strategy that pertains to collective bargaining, which we do quite often. And the third thing is if we're dealing with security for our schools. So, for example, if the board chose to implement the Guardian program, and we had an open meeting and said, okay, Laura's going to have a pistol, and Jeff's going to have a pistol, and Kevin's going to have a pistol. Well, then everybody on the World Wide Web just heard our security plan. We actually can meet outside of the sunshine to discuss those security plans, and that's well-defined in statute. So I would like to follow that up if we start moving in that direction to meet and to plan that with along with Ricky when he gets back. And we'll work out that time. I know Sheriff's going on. You got a little trip plan, and we'll work. And I got one of them. We'll work on that sooner than later. So me and Dusty had talked about that today. Just would appreciate y'all's open minds and hearts about that, because I think it's. I hate to have to do something like that, but I think we need that little added support, and it's always good to have some extra support in those areas of our school. Instructional staff, they received $1,000 bonuses as part of the collective bargain agreement with the LEA. Today, on the agenda is an emergency item. I'm proposing $1,000 bonuses, and all this money comes out of ESSER money. We've talked about it. It's been approved by the state. We have to get approval for any kind of amendment that we do. The money's there to do that for all of our non-instructional staff and administrators. And then $400 bonuses will be for our health aides. That's consistent with what we did back in the spring. So I think that would be a great opportunity for them. I sent out a proposal for Culpepper today. That's the sheet, the extra sheet that you have. I sent it to Kevin as well. That's kind of a start to finish turnkey, nuts and bolts, nothing left out. When I looked at the bottom line, I choked a little bit. But it's going to cost money. There's a few things on there, and that I think we can save some money on. I think there's some things, I was not intimidated by the figure because I think we're about halfway there, but I have some people I want to reach out to that are benevolent givers that I would love to really kind of start that capital campaign back to say, look, we need some money and we need to finish this. And I believe we've done this at the church and it's worked, and we've paid cash for stuff, and I think we can do that here. I think when the community sees progress and they see us moving in the right direction, they'll become givers. And that's the thing. They want to see progress, and I think we can do that. So this again includes every little nook and cranny that needs to be done out there. And again, I just got it this afternoon. I've not had a chance to really scrutinize it with Kevin and us kind of go down. I did talk to ACI, the people who built the furniture, here or in my office and in some of the offices. I'm trying to think of the guy. Good gracious, I can't think of his name. I just totally drew a blank. He called me today from ACI. They're ready to make the foot lockers for the locker room. And so he's going to put a proposal together. And again, all the labor would be free because inmates would do it. So he'll have that ready for us next Wednesday. Number 11, Governor DeSantis signed the state budget. We received all of our appropriation requests, which was a big deal. It's a really big deal to get $121,000 for a school bus, $92,000 for new digital communication systems. That's important because the more we can pay stuff out of grants for stuff that we need that are ongoing expenses, then we can build that general fund up to be able to handle raises and those kind of things that need to happen. So I want to try to, get all the low-hanging fruit we can. I will put another bus in there for the next year. I'm going to do it every year. It's a need, and so we're just going to keep doing that till they tell us we can't do it. The state of Florida was good to Liberty County this year. They was good to the sheriff's office. They was good to the county commission. They were very good to us. Just as you talk to Jason Shove and Lorraine Osley, just be sure to let them know how much you appreciate it. I've talked to both of them and just told them how indeed grateful we are because they really helped us. Here towards the end, I want to remember the Jimmy Bilbo family. Mr. Jimmy was a board member from 1990 to 1994 is what I best figured because Doobie succeeded him after that, and Doobie's been here for. What, 50 years? How long are you going to do? Doobie's been here 28 years, so remember him. He's one of our former school board members. Remember the Jeremy Fletcher family? That you may not know that name. I think most people do. He has the surveying company right here across from the front office, or the finance office. His wife is Pat Pickering Holcomb, now Fletcher. He lost his life, and so... I remember our teacher down there, Miss Pat, that works for Rob at Toller. Sweet lady, good veteran teacher. Just remember those two families. I want to recognize Neil Land and Timber. Thank you, Renee, for giving me that. I didn't mean to leave that off. They donated 6 fireproof fire cabinets from the office there on River Road. And so we have those, and we had to go get them, but they were heavy. But we appreciate 6 of those things. $12,000 worth of fireproof fire
cabinets for our ESE department.
Yeah, so that was a real blessing. So I think we've already wrote them a letter and thanking them for that. So, lastly, I'll be on vacation June the 27th through July the 4th. Obviously, if you need me, you call me. I will have my phone with me. If you don't need me, call Jeff. Jeff will be in charge that week, and so. If there's obviously an emergency, I'll do what I got to do. But if it's something, day-to-day stuff that Jeff can help you with, he'll be available to help you. Any questions? All right, Mr. Chair.
All right, we'll move right along to item five, addition corrected to the agenda. We'll need a motion to add items, emergency items 10A, B, C, D, E, and F. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion for additions and corrections to the consent item 8B and C, action items 9B, emergency item 10A. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Moore, any discussion? All in favor?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Is 9B the one for the RFP?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to make the motion, or if I can, to table 9B, because we've got some in the time on the schedule of events for the RFP that need to be adjusted. So how does that work out?
We need to wait till 9B to do that.
Wait till 9B to do it.
Okay.
And C also, right?
Excuse me?
C as well.
And C?
C.
Yeah, I know.
The advertising.
Table.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item. Item six, need a motion to approve the agenda for June 14th, 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item number seven, approve the minute. Need a motion to approve May 3rd, 2022 emergency minute, meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve May 3rd, 2022 workshop meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morse, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve May 10th, 2022 regular meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jody, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve May 16th, 2022 emergency meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jody, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item H, consent item. Need a motion to approve the following financial reports and transactions. Principal report for May 2022, financial statement for May 2022. We did not have any budget amendments. Bills and payrolls for May 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve June 14th, 2022 personnel percent table with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve June the 14th, 22, 21st century personnel percent table with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, need a motion to approve hiring Whitney Holcomb as summer ESY pre-K teacher for the Bristol site effective June the 8th, 2022 to be paid from ESSER funds. 13 days in June, 9 days in July, up to a total of 22 days at hourly rate. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item E, need a motion to approve hiring Destiny Reddick as summer ESY pre-K fair professional for the Bristol site effective June the 8th, 2022 to be paid from ESSER funds. 13 days in June, 9 days in July, up to a total of 22 days at hourly rate. Have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Jody, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move along, item F. Need a motion to approve the following summer lunchroom staff to work 7 hours a day, 4 days a week, June 8, 2022, through July the 28th, 2022, at regular rate. Sandy Davis and Agnes Seaman at Toler School, Shirley Clark and Marilyn Smith at Hossford School. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Yodi, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item G. Need a motion to approve authorization for Ms. Melody King, Director of Finance, on Liberty County School Board Banking Account with Centennial Bank, effective June 14, 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, have a second? Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 9. Item A. Need a motion to approve the gas bid submitted by Eli Robertson Son Incorporated for the 22-23 fiscal year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is item B.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
This is the one that I'm
the table.
Yeah, the table and the actual seat, too.
Okay. Need a motion to table this item.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Mr. Chair, do you want to give a description why you want to table this?
Okay.
Basically, after looking at it, what we posted on the board docs and to the public, there are some discrepancies with the times and the schedule of events. So we're
going to
work on those and get them back out there and bring them back to the board. Is that okay?
Sounds good. Sounds good.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C. I need a motion to table this item. Have a motion?
Flower.
Mr. Flower, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D. Need a motion to approve Florida School Board Association Board Docs LT licensing fee and service invoice for Liberty County District School for July the 1st, 2022 through June the 30th, 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Yodi, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item E. Need a motion to approve the master resolution and contract for district participation in Panhandle Area Educational Consortium, PAEC, Central Service, 2022 through 23, for the following resolutions. Membership service of district participation, paraprofessional development center, curriculum support service, human resource support service, gateway educational computer consultants, student data service. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second?
Second,
Mr. Yodi, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item F, need a motion to approve consulting agreement between TSA Consulting Group Incorporated, Liberty County School Board, and the Panhandle Area Educational Consortium, PAEC, to commence June 1st, 2022, and continue to June 30th, 2023. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second?
Good.
Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item G. Need a motion to approve risk management agreement between the Liberty County School Board and Panhandle Area Educational Consortium, PAEC, for 22 through 23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H. Need a motion to approve the inter-district private school service agreement for school year 2022 through 23 between Liberty County School District and the following school districts, Calhoun County, Gadsden County, and Jackson County. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item I. Need a motion to approve memorandum of understanding between Liberty County School Board and the following entities: the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Lake Mystic Baptist Church, and Corinth Baptist Church. Have a motion?
Motion.
Ms. Jody, second, Ms. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, J. Need a motion to approve Apalachicola Forest Youth Camp request to use two school buses for transportation of students and staff to an emergency evaluation for the 22-23 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Ms. Jody, any discussion?
I just want to talk. We do that every year, Kyle.
Every year.
Every year.
And it's only pending. If we need them first, we have first priority.
Yes,
right. If they're available for them, you know, obviously we serve our students first, but we've been doing it for...
Yeah, we've been doing it every year. Just,
yeah.
Is it something that we have to do every year, or can we do that for 2 or 3 years?
It's something, per their records, they have to have a new agreement each year.
Okay.
So that it's more them than us.
Okay.
We could have a standing agreement, but their DJJ standards requires them to update those yearly.
Every year, okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item K. Need a motion to approve performance contract for exceptional student education consultancy services between the Liberty County School Board and the Panhandle Area Education Consortium, PAEC, from July the 1st, 22 through June the 30th, 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item, L. Need a motion to approve a cooperative service agreement between the Florida State University and Liberty County District for the 2022-23 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower. Second, Ms. Jody.
No, Jason.
All in favor? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, M. Need a motion to approve dual enrollment articulation agreement between Chipola College Board of Trustees and the Liberty County School Board for the 22-23 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, N. Need a motion to approve service agreement between Max Pearson Pest Control and Liberty County School Board to provide pest control service for a period of 3 years, beginning July the 1st, 22, through June the 30th, 25, with annual review for either party to propose amendments or modifications. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Flowers, any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question, Kyle. The purchase orders will be done every year, though. I mean, we've got a contract that lasts for 3 years, but we'll do purchase orders every year.
Okay. This approval will be attached to the purchase order each year.
I got you.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, O. Need a motion to approve agreement for contract service between Liberty County School Board and Hall Septic Tank Service for a period of 3 years, beginning July the 1st, 2022, through June the 30th, 2025. With annual review for either party to propose amendments or modifications. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item P, need a motion to approve school district administrative claiming SDAC letter of agreement between the Liberty County School District and Agency for Health Care Administration to be valid for 5 years and eligible to be renewed at 5 year intervals, July the 1st through 2022 to June the 20th, 27. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to Q, item Q. Need a motion to amend contract agreement for special language pathology service with Brett Day, MSCC-SLP, for the month of July. Provider will be Medicaid for any reimbursement services. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item R, need a motion to nomination of Florida School Board Association District Advocacy Committee representative and alternate for the term of July the 1st through the 20th of 22 through June the 30th of 2023. Have a motion? A nomination?
nominate. I'd like to nominate who did it last.
Wait a minute now.
that need to change?
Yeah, it does need to rotate.
How you going to vote?
What's that? Why does it
matter? Well, because it matters if you nominate for that person not in office.
Yeah, I'm running, so.
So it looks like I would nominate Jody and nominate Flower.
Well,
there you go. Either one.
I'm going to be on the tax way.
How do you know that?
I'm sitting down here at the end of the line. I never get a motion again, so.
But you need to nominate them all first.
You want to stay here? I'll put you in my chair tonight.
How about...
Mr. Chair, I nominate James.
James? All right. We got a nomination of James. Mr. Cloud?
I'm going to nominate Jason.
You should.
Jason is all.
I'll make somebody else in.
Well, that's James, right? You all right with that?
I'm all for you, right? So, how many motions are there after? Who made a motion first?
I made a motion.
You speak first or I speak first?
I spoke first.
Okay.
I nominated Jody as the board and James as the alternate. They can do whatever they want with that.
Somebody has to second. Somebody has to second that.
Somebody has to second it.
I second that.
All right. Jody and James, right?
Jody and James.
Nominate Jody and James. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I oppose.
I oppose.
That's 2-2.
3-2. Well, you only need one board member, right?
Y'all doing
both at the same time.
Yeah,
I got
we're doing
you.
One right now. But
one.
And really, you're the...
One and alternate. I nominated Jody as the one and James as the alternate.
Okay.
What I did.
Right. We still need a motion for...
You got a tie.
Chairman got a break.
Go ahead, Pastor.
All right. Do it again in November.
You got a different nomination. I'm going to nominate both Jody and Jane. For those tie breakers.
Three.
When was the last year, wasn't it? Jody and James, right? Make sure on this, man. We got turned around there. Any more discussion?
Thank y'all for doing that.
Yeah, appreciate y'all. Yeah. Taking one for the team.
Thank you,
Jody. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item is, need a motion to approve nomination of a board member and business owner to represent the Liberty County School Board on the Value Adjustment Board for 22 through 23 terms. Do we have a nomination?
I'm going to make a motion to Boo Morris.
Boo Morris.
I'm not taking that one.
I've done it before.
Okay.
Boo Morris. What about a business? Business owner. Who do we have last?
So she put on there Mitch Willis. I talked to Mitch.
Yes, sir.
I talked to his wife. She volunteered him. So, no, he said he would love to serve as that, as a business owner in the county.
Business owner Mitch Willis.
It was tough as it was this year, booting in for a tough job.
Ain't they all? I've done it quite 2 years already. Is that something we need to approve?
Yes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Boo Morris and Mitch Willis. Moving on to item 10, emergency item. Item A, need a motion to approve updated supplement list, special position for 21-22 school special year, official year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Mr. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next is item B, need a motion to approve Sherry Flowers, teacher at W.R. Toler School, drop request effective July the 1st, 22, with final retirement termination date to be effective no later than June the 30th, 2027. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve school-based data scientist summer hours with Janessa Edwards at Hofstra, K-8, 5 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day at hourly rate, paid 8 days in June and 12 days in July. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, have a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve contract between Panhandle Area Education Consortium, PAC, and the School Board of Liberty County to provide virtual services for the 22-23 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, have a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E, need a motion to approve a $1,000 bonus, $1,000 bonus for non-instructional employees, administrators, as well as $400 bonus for help aides for the 21-22 school year to be paid from ESSER 3. Have a motion?
A motion.
Who's the first? Jason? Motion with Jason, second with Booth. Any discussion? I'll say thank you for that.
Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now, next is item F. Need a motion to approve Liberty County Sheriff's Office contract for services with the Liberty County School Board beginning the 6th-14th, 2022 and ending the 7th-21st, 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Second?
Second.
Ms. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 11, board policy item. Need a motion to approve second reading of policy manual updates. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Moore. Second, Ms. Jody.
Booth.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 12, board member concerns, Mr. Flower.
Just a quick question. Don't need a new insurance, I guess, that we have to be here on
the pre-K
buildings down there. What's our timeline on getting them tore down and laid? Are we going
to
put the other one up for bid?
So right now, the person that we got a bid to tear it down wants the other two. So it's one of those things that it'll wind up being a wash. What we'd have to pay to do that, to get rid of the other two.
So they have it done prior to the start of the school year?
First week of July is the plan move. They'll take the fence down, move everything, get hauled off, move the others, and then that. But yes, but it'd be before school.
Okay. Yeah, I just had somebody ask me about.
Mm-hmm.
Probably thought more to move it than it worked.
I think we got, and we was all on the board together. I want to say Donnie Red bought some of them. There were a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah.
There wasn't much. And then he moved them. I think he moved them down there. So, that's the plan. It's July, first week in July.
Well, that's good. That's
quite
all I got.
Ms.
Jones? Just a couple questions too. The quote that we received in Culpeper, keeping in mind we've got 18 months, what's kind of, if we could get a time frame on, you said you wanted to kind of reach out and see if we could get some help. You know, we gotta get that money spent.
So Kevin and I get together this week, and we'll start going through it. I would say let's start some of the things that you got to have doing the closing it in, doors, those kind of things, electricity and stuff. It's a pretty extensive thing. We've walked out there. We know where the hookups need to be, but I'd say enough to really. And I've shared with y'all before. It's really in good shape. It's just nasty. So they would come in, a couple guys come here and clean it out, get it ready for that. But you got to have electricity, you got to have AC, and you got to have water are the big things. So I think what we'll do is probably phase this and start having a plan come next week.
Okay.
To phase that, and then as we go through this, kind of figure out what we can live with, what we can, you know, what we can live without, what can we not have to have for football season. You know, our goal is to have it by football season. That's a very ambitious goal, but it's been sitting there for 9 years. But I think we can. I think we put a good dent in it to get a lot of it done. So we're just going to have to phase it based on funding.
Yeah, our time frame is just so tight.
It's getting tight. I know, but I'm still confident about the 18 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kyle, Rob, make me answer this. What's the update on the playground at Toler? Kyle was supposed to
come out and look. Chuck Roberts came out and looked at it.
Okay.
So Culpepper was the one that's looking at the teardown. So Mr. Chuck came. One of the big issues out there, obviously, is the drainage. There about is none.
Mm-hmm.
You got a bunch of downspouts off that back that one of the recommendations is putting boxes under them, get that water out towards the field. That would reduce it a bunch, but you need to do some, there needs to be some dirt work. There's mulch under some sand. Some of that needs to be pulled out and then graded. One of the suggestions was around some of the swing sets, put a little border thing like the other, so you got some drainage. That's going to cost some money, and I would like to use some of the money from the pre-K fire to do that. So that's another thing that Kyle Rogers is working on. I'd love to have that done by school too, because it's always a mess when it takes a couple days for it to drain. You know, when it floods like it does here, like it's fixing to do now, it takes about two or three days for it to filter on down, and then they can't use the playground, even though it may be sunshiny outside. So it's a problem, but.
Okay. One more thing, I'll be going tomorrow. Kyle's not going to be able to make it. Guys, I'll be at Toler speaking, or Stacy has asked me to come the next speak for the Century 21. Actually, it's the summer break slot site. It's, you know, where Stacy come in, and they kind of put us out there and showcase us. So, just want to get something.
Hey, before we move too far, touching on what Judy. On that field house out there. Have we talked to Walt up here in prison to try to get some inmate labor maybe to...
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I talked to the guy. He's the guy. I talked to the guy, Bob Chambliss or something. What'd you say?
Oh, you talked
to... At ACI.
You didn't talk to Walt up here to our prison about getting any...
Tim Davis did, and I think that was the referral, was to ACI. He told me they got 18 inmates ready to start tomorrow. So he's going to get me a bid, but that was who I ultimately got. I think Hamilton did some work at one time on something. They were the only ones that had a shot or was letting them use, but
AC. Well, what I was thinking on that bid sheet, I seen painting, and it was going to be kind of extended.
Correct.
We could get.
That's right.
Walt
That's
right. To bring inmates down here and paint. And, I mean, we need to check them out on what we got work squads coming out.
Right.
But,
right.
If they do, then we might
want to. I think there's some areas, and Kevin and I corresponded, there's some areas there we can say, we can do that, or we got somebody can do that. And even if there's some things to do up into after August, we got that construction class. I really wish they could make all the footlockers.
Yeah.
But, and we just got to look at what our time frames are. But I would love for them to do that. I think that'd be a great experience for them.
Yeah.
But there may be other things that they can help us with. You know, painting being one of them. You know.
I'd just like to touch base again with the sheriff and his staff. Thank y'all for all y'all do in the county and working with us, guys. We appreciate y'all. And Mr. Kevin wants an update on the lawnmower.
Parts hopefully will be here. Next couple of days, some of us come in maybe by the end of the week, probably yesterday afternoon. Just waiting on parts.
That's all I got. Mr. Jason?
I want to reiterate Kyle mentioned his report about the Guardian program. I want everybody to know that that's something we're working on. We're not going to just talk about it tonight and get by. That's pretty hot topic right now.
Yeah.
And it should be.
Hell yeah.
I just want everybody to rest assured that's something we're discussing. And thanks to the Sheriff Department for doing what y'all do every day, but what y'all did today, especially with the 21st century kids. That made a lot of people feel a lot better.
Me included. I was there. I saw them. So I appreciate that.
I think we all agree to it. We do right here.
Well,
that puts some pressure on some people. Sign up.
We appreciate y'all.
You do. We do. We do.
I know I'm calling you many times, so that's important. I believe that's it.
All right, Boone, you got one?
On the couple of topics that Ms. Jody Taylor had made a motion to table on our piece, what kind of time frame are we looking to get back to get that resolved and in motion again?
I hope I have everything, but tomorrow's kind of an odd day for me. I got to be out a little bit, but Thursday, I think we can have it maybe turn it around on Monday or Tuesday. Maybe come do a
so
quick.
Maybe our next little special meeting.
Yeah, maybe a special meeting on Monday or Tuesday. Yeah, I don't anticipate it being long at all. And for the record, I want to thank Jody. She put a lot of work into helping with this RFP. You know, we're trying to streamline bidding. You know, we don't do a lot of it, but we have done some this year. And you know, just even the gas bids this year, and 18 years with eyes on the board, we always kind of open up the bids here. It doesn't give the board a lot of time to scrutinize, ask questions. Renee still sent y'all all the bids,
right.
But we had a bid committee, and we can do that by policy to be able to open that up, and then we totally make a recommendation. Y'all can override that, but hopefully that streamlines the process rather than putting a lot of. I always felt pressure when you open that envelope and you go, okay, I got to make a decision, and you look through it, and there may be something you miss. We want to streamline that also in this. So in this bid for RFP for the healthcare, that's a. It's $1 million plus.
It's our biggest contract.
And so we
want to
fix everybody. Jody had some things that I had not thought about even in my time on the board, some things to think about that you, little perks you might ask for, some things you might can get as part of the stuff. So we put that in there. So she took what Stephanie kind of crafted as an RFP and was able to build it. So she had a lot of handiwork in that. We just want to make sure these dates, typically what kind of got us off tonight is we typically advertise for about 4 weeks. We're not required to do that, but it'll give us a little more time in the county, in the district office to get everything ready for onboarding, so we may adjust those dates a little bit. And we just kind of called it right before the meeting, so I think it'll be an easy fix. Nothing substantive as far as the meat, nuts, and the bolts of it. It's just some dates, mainly the dates.
Scope or anything.
Yeah, size and scope, all the same.
Just those dates.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, maybe closing comments, or we'll move right along to item 14, the motion to adjourn. Mr. McJay, second.
Second.
Mr. Moore, meeting is now adjourned.